could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something, if you know what I mean.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel marking the anniversary of the Hamas attacks that started the war in Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell is at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where Hamas gunmen stormed the festival grounds 2 years ago today.
By the time the attack was finished, 378 were dead, many taken hostage, 10 of whom are believed to be amongst the 20 alive today in Gaza. So people have been gathering, remembering the fallen, thinking of the hostages, and praying for peace.
The CDC's new guidelines for the COVID shot are now official. The agency saying getting the shot is a personal choice and is no longer recommending getting it. Senator Bill Cassidy, a doctor, says the switch is not good for America's health. Government shutdown continuing to drag on. Now it's affecting air travel, with numerous traffic controllers calling out sick. Trump administration asking an appeals court to step in after a lower court order temporarily barred National Guard troops from going into Oregon. This is ABC News. Rescue operations continue on Mount Everest after hundreds of climbers became trapped during a surprise blizzard.
At one point, up to 1,000 people were stranded. According to state media, rescue teams and hundreds of villagers managing to get around 350 of the hikers down from the mountain. This woman says she hiked 5 hours through thigh-deep snow to get out, calling the thunder and lightning that came with the snow truly frightening. At more than 29,000 feet, Everest is the highest peak in the world, straddling China, Nepal, and Tibet. The hikers are stuck near the eastern face, the Tibetan side, at 16,000 feet.
ABC's Marcus Moore says hundreds of the climbers are still up there. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been handed out to three American scientists who worked on quantum mechanics. They won for showing how tiny interactions can have major ramifications for the telecommunication system we use, including our cell phones. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The man accused of stealing historic cast iron crosses from a local cemetery to sell online made his initial court appearance yesterday. 58-year-old Bradley Block of Lamartine appeared in Winnebago County Court on felony charges of theft totaling up to $100,000. Police say Block stole 6 4-foot-tall iron crosses from St. Patrick's Cemetery. They were valued between $10,000 and $15,000 each. The gravestone markers were molded at the old Menasha Foundry in the 1800s. Investigators arrested Block in August after finding the markers for sale on Facebook Marketplace and eBay. Police say when investigators went to the Lamartine address listed in the post, they found one of the crosses displayed in the front yard. Through the course of the investigation, police tracked down all 6 of the stolen crosses that had already been purchased by buyers in DeKalb, Illinois, Kewaunee, and Waupun. Authorities say they're working to return the grave markers to the cemetery. How soon that will happen depends on whether they're needed as evidence in the trial. The court gave Block a $500 signature bond. He's ordered not to have contact with any graveyards or use any online selling sites. His next court appearance is October 27th. It's not just Taco Tuesday today, but it's National Taco Day. In honor of the celebration, Taco Bell is offering tacos for a buck, as well as other deals on food. Moe's Southwest Grill here in Green Bay is also getting in on the action with a $2 taco promotion. And Margarita's out near Lambeau regularly runs a buy one, get one free taco special on Tuesdays, which coincides today with National Taco Day. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Then nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3 on homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3 on homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds of 5 to 10. Our highs will top out in the mid-60s. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, north winds. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 30s. Frost advisory in effect. Right now, it's 55.
WGBW. Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't.
the Righteous Brothers on local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW. If you know someone in college, do not be surprised if they get sick this week. I'll tell you why coming up.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love.
Clock to us, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and this applies not only to UWGB, but anywhere that you have a freshman going to college. We've heard of the freshman 15, but have you heard of the freshman flu? Apparently, this is the week that most freshmen will come down with something, whether that's a cold, whether that's a flu. They're indoors more now, kind of cracking the books. Of course, they're doing nothing but studying. They're not, you know, out late drinking or eating pizza at all hours or stressing. No, of course not. Of course, they are just nose in the books, but also bringing everybody together. Those germs are flying around. So do not be surprised if you know someone that is in their freshman year in college anywhere that they don't come down this week with some sort of freshman flu.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Grab yourself a bowl of Booyah to help Hoo-Ah. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 11th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., you can come enjoy a bowl of Booyah or take it to go at Lenny's Tap as part of their fundraising efforts to help support Hoo-Ah, a group dedicated to helping out our American heroes with suicide prevention awareness and support for veterans. So get hungry and plan to buy many bowls of Booyah at Lenny's Tap on Saturday, October 11th. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. How long must I dream?
Dream baby got me dreaming sweet dreams the whole day through. Dream baby got me.
Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW with another local news update coming to you in moments from the WGBW newsroom.
You lie in gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm take your hand and hold it tightly. Listen, can you not hear our young hearts beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning. And I hear it come. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? I hear it come. Feel it. Feel it. Fire. Fire. Something's burning. I think it's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire. It's love, and I think it's love.
Night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't. Don't ever set me free. I always wanna be by your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Prices at the pump continue to plummet in Wisconsin, falling 5.5 cents per gallon last week. The state's average is now $2.70 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. In a survey of more than 3,000 stations in Wisconsin, gas prices are 20.3 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, and close to 23 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon. Here in our area, the lowest gas price to start out the week was $2.68 a gallon at Crist Oil in De Pere. Also in De Pere, a couple Quick Trips had regular unleaded for $2.70 a gallon, while the Quick Trip on East Mason Street in Green Bay had it at $2.72. We're still well below the national average for a gallon of gas, which is at $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says once again, gas prices are a mixed bag depending on where you live. Our neighbors across the pond in Michigan, for example, saw their gas prices go up, and the refinery fire on the West Coast last week will push prices up there as well. Around here, though, DeHaan says you can expect prices to stay about the same for a while or even get lower. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds of 5 to 10. Our highs will top out in the mid-60s. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, north winds. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 30s. Frost advisory in effect. Right now, it's 55.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. An old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, you and me.
old-fashioned love song on local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 at WGBW, and anytime that you're listening and you wonder, who sings that? I can't remember. You can always look it up. It is listed right there for you as the song is playing at WGBW.fm.
Started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yeah.
just a little more time. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Sending out a big congratulations to all of our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state contest winners, whether it was the daily prize of the $200 in cash and the gold jewelry, or our grand prize winner, Dennis from Minocqua, is going to be having so much fun November 23rd at the Green Bay in Minnesota game. He's going to be sitting in style in those indoor club level seats. It is going to be an amazing time. But the winning is not over. You just keep that Civic Media app handy. We will have tons more opportunities for you to win.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Great Pumpkin Train rides again. This National Railroad Museum treat includes a train ride to the Pumpkin Patch, where you can find your own pumpkin to take home. Live entertainment too, October 11th and 18th. And join the Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle Half Marathon and 5K on October 26th. After crossing the finish line, celebrate with a crisp caramel apple and warm mug of their signature hot cider. Register at wisconsinruns.com/Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, daydream believer and a home.
timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. The Brewers on the cusp of making it to the next round. Mike Clemens has more sports coming up at 11 right here, part of your next news update on WGBW.
Station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW. Together.
top. You be right down there looking up. And out my way, come up here. But I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get to you. But I know now I'll just cry.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Start every morning with Dan Marcus. And if you're up even earlier than 6 a.m. when Dan starts the show, you can tune in at 5 for Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report.
My world is empty without you.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.